The second pair is the Barbera d'Alba, la soleggiata, and the Tonda Gentile delle Langhe IGP, Halsenat. Barbera d'Alba is the one that is fermented in the rotomaturator. In fact, if you notice, the color is very dark, almost black. It is a purplish ruby red and it tending to violet, almost impenetrable. There is a correct way to read color of a wine, that is to tilt the glass a little, so that there is a shallower surface, and to place the glass between the eyes and a clear surface. On the table, you have a white napkin. You put it behind the glass so that you can read the nail. The nail is nothing more than the part of the wine with less depth that touches the glass. In fact, just as the final part of the nail is lighter. Even in that case, the shallower surface allows us to see if the color of the wine is red, purple, garnet, violet, or orange. Only there we read the color well. If instead we look at the center of the glass, it's just black. Barbera also undergoes malolactic fermentation and ages in steel barrels. It doesn't make any type of wood. This is the reason why we combine it with the Halsenat, because the Halsenat is toasted. Therefore, the descriptors related to roasting and wood that are missing from the wine, we added them across the plate. On the nose. This wine is intense and complex. There are hints of blueberry, licorice, that evolve into chestnut honey or bitter honey. And balsamic nuances. If we taste it on the palate, it has an excellent concentration and gustatory duration, and this is precisely due to the rotomacerator. It has a good acidity, balanced, not as powerful as the Barbera from Asti region, and a consistent alcohol content that gives a warmth and softness. With this wine, we begin to experience the sensation of astringency, not to be confused with acidity. With acidity, I have a strong sensation in my mouth and I have a lot of salivation. With astringency, I have a strong sensation, but I have zero salivation. I feel my mouth dry. Astringency is what is given by tannins. Barbera normally doesn't have much astringency because it does not contain many tannins. However, thanks to the rotomacerator, we are able to extract some tannins from the grape seeds. Therefore, the fairly high alcohol content plus the tannins of the seeds, we are able to obtain a Barbera that can age 10 or 12 years compared to the usual 6 years. One of the best combinations is with pasta or stuffed first courses, but also with some braised or grilled red meat. It is also ideal with medium-aged cheeses, perfect by the glass with a platter of cold cuts and snacks. Let's now see the Halsenat. Surely in the landscape you have seen the vineyards, but you have also seen some round trees. These plantations are Halsenats. Halsenat is a typical of the High Langa because the Lange region is divided between High and Low Langa. The part of the Lower Langa is the most dedicated to wine, while the Upper Langa is more famous for Halsenat, honey, and goat and sheep cheeses. But today, Halsenat production is also spreading in the Lower Langa. This is a type of plant that is easy to grow, requires little maintenance, and yields a lot because this Halsenat is the highest paid in the world. As you can see, also in this case, there is an acronym, and it is IGP, EGP, which stands for Protected Geographical Indication. This type of Halsenat can only be grown in this area. It is considered famous all over the world, both obviously for its excellent taste and aroma, but also because when you roast and peel it, it remains intact. It does not break and the peel comes off easily. This means that pastry shops prefer this type of Halsenat when they have to make a dessert in which the Halsenat is whole and clearly evident. In our dish, we use the hazelnut as a cream and as a grain in the sauce to season the ravioli del plin. The ravioli del plin are a classic ravioli of Lange, and plin means pinch in Piedmontese dialect, because the dough is rolled out, the filling is put on, and then, once covered, a little pinch is given with the fingers to close the ravioli before cutting with the wheel. And it takes this pillow shape, typical of the plin. I invite you to taste your dish. Also here, pay attention to how the taste of the dish and the wine interact. Do you know Ferrero is located in the city of Alba and is the company that produces Nutella and many other hazelnut and chocolate-based products? This area is famous for gianduja, or the cream that inspired Nutella. I tell you how it was born. In 1806, Napoleon, who was in Italy, during the war against England, imposed a block on imports from that country, including cacao, making it almost impossible to find and very expensive. Then the Turin master pastry chefs began to mix the little cacao left with the cheaper hazelnut. Thus was the birth of a product called gianduja. A few years ago, the consortio of hazelnut Tonda Gentile delle Langhe set up a delegation to go and talk to Ferrero Industry. They wanted to force it to buy the Piedmontese product before buying foreign hazelnuts. But Ferrero explained to them that making a calculation, they discovered that all the production in Piedmont would have been enough for just 1 month of Ferrero's production. But then Ferrero was willing to set up a supply chain. So if a person want to plant a field of hazelnut, Ferrero will guarantee to purchase them on a right price.